Perfect.
Kevin Zuppi is TJ Zuppi's brother from ESPN 850.
I knew the name TJ Zuppi.
Yeah. So he is, who actually was one of my first weekend show at 850 was with TJ. It's his little brother.
Okay.
So he's a producer at headquarters, and he's just like super supportive of everything we're doing.
Sweet.
So that's why he's in the group text.
All right.
He's going to help out. He's going to cut clips. And the long-term goal, I don't know if you care about me saying this in the pod, but fuck it, it doesn't matter, because his long-term goal is to get back here and be like the producer here, essentially.
Fuck yeah.
Which would be awesome. So somebody wants to leave HQ and come back to Cleveland, which is insane, because you feel like it would probably be the other way around.
No matter where I go, my goal is always going to be to come back here. If I ever had to leave, my goal would always be to come back here.
Pound Town Podcast, Will Burge, Brian Kenny, Clock is in the building. I just cut a promo. By the way, we are presented by Barstool Sports, powered by Live Mixtapes. I forgot to say that on the last podcast. I just cut a promo and there was water on my shirt. Should I recut the promo?
Fuck it.
All right. I agree. We're from Cleveland. We're gross. We're disgusting people.
Yeah. You've been wearing it all day.
It does mean
you should have some mustard on there.
I literally wore this last podcast. That's how fucking fire the shirt is. Now you can, if you're on YouTube, come look at it, go buy it. We'll put the link underneath. We're selling a shit ton of shirts today.
Fuck yeah.
It's going really well. There's going to be people rocking shirts all around the city. Yeah. I just said it in the promo, and you know it's true. In like 6 months, in fact, while we're on this right now, we're probably going to pass 20K on Instagram, maybe while we're recording the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're definitely passing 10K on Twitter sometime this weekend. The TikTok is now building. The YouTube is going to follow right behind it. Tons of people listen to the podcast. In like 6 months, all of your friends are going to be telling you, oh, yeah, you know, I've been listening since the beginning. Oh, yeah, dude, I was there. Like, dude, I remember when they had a couple hundred followers. You know how you get to trump all that is when you own one of these bad boys and they don't, because these are all limited time.
It's the
things.
Very first one.
It's the first shirt first. With our logo on it, front and back. I want to see these all over the Muni lot. And like I said, it's just the argument ender. Oh, how long have you been down with? Oh, I've been down with. Really, do you have the T-shirt?
My dad started listening.
Really?
He's been listening for, I think, a little over a month at this point. But yeah, he listens to all of them now.
That's awesome.
He likes it. Like, and he is a harsh critic.
Oh, that's good. Well, Mr. Kenny, appreciate you listening. How about that?
Here we go. Shout out, Dad.
You know who? It's got to be, because it's the only person that listens to this podcast with that name, I'd imagine. Guess who bought a shirt? Just take a guess. The only person that I would know by name if I saw it pop up on the page.
John Kenny.
Karen. You only get first names.
Oh, Karen! Oh, Karen's the best.
Shirts. Yeah. So,
Mrs. Kessler, thank you.
It's got to be that Karen, right? It can't be a different Karen.
It has to be Karen Kessler.
I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
The Karen's like
the mom of the podcast.
The mom of the podcast. We've talked about it like 10 times.
Yeah. Bob.
How high are you during these podcasts?
Did you take a nicotine pouch?
are you off a Zen right now? We're going to talk Red Hot Guardies. We're going to talk Aaron Donald, assault, swinging helmets left and right. And whatever else we can get into. It's going to be a little bit of an abridged podcast. I forgot like 6 months ago. You ever get someone where somebody sends you a message and they're like, hey, will you do this thing really far out from now? And you're like, yeah, that sounds great.
Yes.
And
yes.
You completely forget about it.
With shows, yes. Oh,
okay, well, you very much know what I'm talking about. But unfortunately, this isn't shows. This is being on the board of a charity.
That's way more intense.
Yeah. So I got asked by my buddy, and he was like, hey, will you be on the board of this charity? And I'm like, well, that will look good on a great on a resume, but B, it's like, you know, it is something I'm passionate about. I know they do great work there. I love to do charity work anyway. And he's like, really what we need from you is to MC the events, because we pay MCs. And I'm like, dude, I'll help you coordinate the events. I'll sell shit for them. I'm down. I'm cool. In. Let's go. That had to be 6 months ago. Well, what do they say? The roosters have come home to crow, or whatever. What's this field saying? I don't know what it is.
Come to roost.
You're like, yeah, there you go. I get an email. Well, first, I was getting emails. And I just wasn't at all paying attention to them. That guy's a legend. I wasn't at all paying attention to these emails. They were just piling up in a thread in my email box.
Uh-huh.
Finally, I get a text from my buddy who's like, hey, do you want me to pick you up for the meeting next week? And I'm like, oh, fuck. I should probably look and see what's going on with this thing.
That's a smooth way to remind somebody of like, hey, I know you've been fucking off.
You know nothing about
but like, that's a good way of asserting yourself. Like, I'll come fucking pick you up.
Yeah. I'll pick you up for it. And I was like, yeah, I'll ride with you. And then I looked at it. I looked at what day it was. I'm like, fuck, it's a podcast day. And so I'm just meeting them down there, which is fine. But it's a charity event. We got to sell some race horses. So maybe we'll actually, maybe we'll give away a couple horses on the podcast. They're like, it's like a night at the races deal. You know what I mean? We're
like, okay, so it's not racehorse ownership.
No, no. Well, they're like virtual racehorse ownership.
Okay.
Mm. You ever been to one of these?
I think it'd be hilarious if we gave away a real horse. It's like, this is your problem now. Good luck housing it.
They were about to kill it. It hasn't won in years. It's not yours. I hope Parma has the regulations to let you
do. You're about to be real popular with the young kids around town.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if we want to give that away. I think the wrong type of people would want that horse. Yeah. Be very creepy. Okay, so merch drop. We dropped merch today. You want to go buy it. Three different designs, and they brought back a bunch of the old designs.
Yeah, those are fire.
Yeah, the Believeland hoodies are super sick. Mm-hmm. They actually restocked all the Roger Goodell clown shirts, which people had been sending tons of messages about.
Yeah.
So go pick those all up. It makes us look good. It shows HQ that you care and we're not buying followers, I think is really what it does.
Yeah.
You know? They're like, oh, wow, they're actually doing something out there.
Makes sense.
Brian, how'd you feel about the merch drop video?
I loved it.
Did you love it?
I loved it. Yeah. I spent so much time at the fucking IX Indoor Amusement Park. We've talked about this before. When you go places, you're like, who the fuck is buying windows here? I sat there at the IX Indoor Amusement Park like every day for a month. It was miserable.
Wow.
So I hate it, and I still love the video.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. We had a lot of fun shooting it down at Fun and Stuff. Yeah. Shout out to them, man. They literally, it's mostly because they seem like they don't give two fucks about anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, but they just let us do anything we wanted. We didn't have to pay for anything. We just walked in. I'm like, can we just get on the roller coaster? He's like, yeah, you want to go forwards or backwards? How fast do you want to go? Like, yeah. I didn't even say the word Barstool. He's just like, yeah, sure. So anybody who wants to go there with a camera and pretend like you're doing something.
Just have enough confidence, yeah.
Yeah, they'll just let you do whatever. It was Clock, myself, Mary Kate, intern mm-hmm. Mary Kate. Sam was there shooting. And like, 13 Hasidic Jewish children. That was the entire crowd there. It was pretty awesome though. We had a good time.
Mary Kate almost truck sticked.
Dude, she was. So that you ever been in like one of those like what are they like the tubes and the ball pit?
Yeah,
and all
like heavy bags. Right?
Yeah, yeah, like
they're like hanging heavy bags, but they're light.
Like the end of the American Gladiators gauntlet. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we told her to come running through the bags this way. And as soon as Sam starts up the camera, she comes firing through this. I mean, how big was that girl?
Three years old.
Tiny little girl. She just starts like running full speed, turns the corner. And I'm like, no, stop. Mary Kate stops. All the bags barely swing and it hits this little girl's hand. And she goes, oh. I was like, okay, and we're kicked out. And we're out of here.
Yeah.
They didn't. No, actually, the girl who was watching the whole thing had a broken foot or something and couldn't give two fucks what we were doing.
She couldn't chase us down if she wanted to.
That's true. Yeah, she was but no, it was a lot of fun, man. We had a good time. Clock got in the ball pit. He definitely has monkeypox.
Yeah, the ball smelled. Pause.
I'd imagine.
I have a couple of little videos. I threw one in the Telegram of, that was you hitting the... What is that, whack-a-mole? It was like whack-a-shark.
It was like a whack-a-shark, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're having trouble with it, though.
Yeah, I was. They weren't popping up as high as I wanted them to.
Did you have a hard time seeing over the edge?
Okay, yeah.
It was one of the little good ones, too. Like, that was good stuff. So if you haven't seen the video, go check it out. It's on all of the social media. And go buy a shirt, seriously. It's $30. It shows the company. It's more than just a shirt. First of all, they're awesome. But second of all, the company really does gauge things on merch sales. Let's go show them. We're awesome. Mm-hmm. Speaking of awesome, Guardies, red fucking hot. They're down right now in Seattle. Great stadium, by the way. That and Petco, the two coolest I've ever been to. But that series with San Diego was fucking awesome. I mean, we watched some of it here. I watched some of it while I was doing production work after the Jeff D. Lowe podcast on Tuesday night. They went in. It was like, and we've seen this a lot with the Guardians this year. They will play up to the good teams mm-hmm. and they will play down to bad teams at time. But they've been pretty good for a nice stretch here now, and they came into San Diego like a fucking buzzsaw. I know there's no Soto, but they still looked really good.
It just seems like they get so amped up over that underdog mentality that when they're not an underdog, it doesn't amp them up as much.
Yeah.
But when they're playing these better teams, you know, seeing Oscar Gonzalez start to find his power a little bit, that's a lot of fun. Seeing Jose Ramirez rebound with two home runs off of Snell.
Yeah.
They said that Snell had given up one home run in the past seven outings before.
It's crazy.
Yesterday.
And that's up yesterday.
Doing that second one, and I know there's a million videos of it out there and people keep talking about, but that was insane. That was, you don't hit a slider like that.
It was like a golf swing off the ground.
Yeah,
like,
it was Vladimir Guerrero senior style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, you don't see those type of power swings in Major League Baseball. And it would be huge if Jose started playing at that level right now, because that is something they're missing.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they can all continue to stay hot as he gets hot again, and you know that he doesn't have to just carry the team like he did early on in the season. But this team would really reach another level with the way that everything is coming around. Starting pitching starting to get really hot. You know, McKenzie he settled down in this one, but he was having a hard time finding the strike zone early. But the bullpen has just been ridiculous.
So good. What we thought was the weakness, and I keep saying that, they've been fucking awesome.
They've been amazing. And like you've really started to hash out who your 7, 8, and 9 guys are. That back half of the bullpen, when you need things, shut the fuck down. It's going to be Karinchak. It's going to be Stefan. It's going to be Class A.
Let me pull up the stats here because...
Yeah, the one with the low SERA.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy stat.
So Class A Karinchak and Sandlin combined stats second half of the season. 48 appearances, 48 and two-thirds innings pitched, one run, 0.18 earned run average, 65 Ks, 17 hits, 10 walks. And I actually wish that I had saved the tweet from Cleve TA because he's always a guy who just like poo-poos everything, right? Like, well, the advanced analytics say. Even he said after someone tweeted out, he was like, and their like balls in play average is like contact is like less than half the balls going to play.
Oh, yeah.
It's like insane.
Yeah.
It's an insane number.
Wow.
They're not necessarily like some of them are getting a good amount of strikeouts, but like Class A, his strikeout rate isn't crazy. It's just impossible to actually barrel up one of his balls.
Yeah. Pause.
Balls talk in the first 10 minutes. I like
it. So they're down 3-1 to the Mariners right now. Hopefully they can come back and win this one. Look, the thing about being on a road series this late in the season is you, and I think a lot of fans fail to acknowledge the fact that you don't need to sweep every series.
Just
need, on the road, you need to at least split.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And for the entire road trip, if you split the road trip and you win your home series, you end up winning your division. That's just how it works in baseball. So that's always, the goal is to win every baseball game, but you really, as you look at it from, you know, you back off a little bit, you zoom out, you really just want to split road trips. So even, you know, you drop the first game in Seattle, not the end of the world. You just got to come back and play good tomorrow.
Yeah, a little bit of a heat check for McKenzie.
Yeah.
Didn't work out the best early on. I think his first inning, he threw like 26, 27 pitches. Settled down a little bit, but, you know, he was just untouchable that last game versus the Tigers. Holy shit.
You think it has anything to do with the legalized dispensaries in Seattle?
And they don't test in baseball.
They don't test in baseball.
Ooh, I'd be high as fuck if I was.
Had to have.
There's a
lot of San Diego to Seattle. Yep. Yeah, they probably puffed the Magic Dragon.
Like if I was Cal Quantrill and I just started yesterday and I knew that there was not a single fucking chance that I'd be going into this game, I'd be high as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'd be smoking a pen the entire time during this game in the bullpen.
I would have taken so many gummies. I've been doing dab rips in the fucking bathroom in the back.
I mean, you know that's got to be happening, right? I mean, because you guys, I don't know if you read the CC Sabathia book, but
he's, I did not.
That was before weed was legalized and all that stuff. And they were testing for it. They literally... He would drink from the second he got done with his start until the day, 24 hours before his next start, he would stop drinking, he would sober up, and he would go pitch again.
Good Lord.
And he got into a, like, obviously, you get into a real bad place doing that. But, like, with weed, I mean, nothing else is happening. You might as well just, imagine how high you could get. You're just puffing fat clouds out in the bullpen.
If I was a player, though, like, I would, my focus, like, my mind just wanders so much. Like, I'd probably be in the outfield. Someone get hit to me. I'd just not be paying attention. Like a little kid.
Like nice. A little kid in, like third grade baseball.
Just sitting Indian style in right field, picking at the grass.
Yeah, exactly. We all know who that kid is. Everybody went to school with a bunch of those kids. Who then later in life talked about how good they were at sports.
I remember playing soccer as a kid, and I was the goalie, and I was so fucking bored. That I was like playing with the net, and then the ball does come down there, and my fingers were stuck in the net. And I gave up a goal.
You're one of those dogs.
That's really funny, actually. I do want to bring this up. I got to take off in about 10 minutes, maybe 14 minutes. I think I'll go 14 more minutes. If you guys want to keep riding, you can pack in the last couple of minutes. We can make it a short pod, whatever you want to do. Aaron Donald today committed felonious assault. He swung. Three helmet swings today at practice. He was double barreling helmets.
Akimbo. He was dual wielding.
Yeah, he helmets. Was.
It
yes.
was crazy. Like that's assault.
That is assault. I mean, Aaron Sheffield said it best.
We all kind of downplayed the The miles part. None of us were calling that assault. Other people were like, you should be in jail. We're like, get the fuck out of here. Well, so I'm not going to say that about this.
Well, here's the thing. Miles was in a game where it's totally expected to have heated confrontations. Mm-hmm. You are in the midst of battle. This is a practice, brother. You need to relax. That's assault. That tells me he's a psychopath. They should suspend him for a season.
I fucking love Aaron Donald. Me too, actually. Yeah. And like a part of me most of me just does not care. Go ahead. Fuck those guys up, especially the Bengals. I really don't give a shit. Right.
Yeah, I hope he hurt someone, actually.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that they're practicing. Like, they just played in the Super Bowl. I feel like they shouldn't be practicing in a joint practice. You know?
Good point.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just two random teams. Like, Browns, Eagles, that's kind of random.
Yeah. You know?
Hard Knocks just had Indy and Detroit.
Yeah, that's random.
That's joint random. Practices, yeah. Like, why is the Super Bowl matchup?
I agree with you. I actually think they should allow one helmet swing per season. That's what I decided today. One helmet swing per season per player, and you could save it. So like imagine I just had this like vision in my head of like a week 18 team that was shit in the bed. It was supposed to be good, shit in the bed. It's like week 8. They're all fired up. They are super mad. They're like out of it. They're like 2-6. And they have a team meeting and they say, you know what? Let's save up all our swings. No one's swing anymore. I know like 11 of us have already swung. I want the other 40 plus of us.
You're saying one per player?
Per player.
I thought it was per team.
No, that's what I was per player. Per player. Also, you don't know when it's going to come. Could happen. Some guys won't swing it. Obviously, they're not psychopaths.
Everybody saves it up and then just a goal line stand.
Exactly. It'd be fucking awesome. Well, and if it happens in a play, then you're obviously getting a lot of trouble. If it happens after a play, I feel like it's just, you know, that's just part of the what I call the NFL purge.
Competitive spirit.
It's competitive spirit, exactly. My biggest disappointment now is that Miles has two more helmet swings to catch Aaron Donald, which sucks because he's been chasing.
Yeah, he's not even the leader in that anymore. At least Miles' opponent was bareheaded.
I know.
Aaron Donald was swinging it at helmeted dude. He took it off of two guys and then swung it at other guys. At least I think so. It's hard to tell in that pile.
It's hard to tell.
You could hear the helmet on helmet crunch from the swing.
Did you see the picture behind him? There's like a Sports Illustrated style picture where someone snapped behind him. He's got both of his. I mean, he looks
like Wolverine.
Yeah, and he's got two helmets, and he's like, there's like a million people coming at him. It's like. What's that? I don't know what movie that's from, but there's like GIF where the guy's just got the sword and all the people are running at him. Like,
That's Last Samurai.
There you go, Last Samurai. It's like that, but you're a millionaire.
Or no, that's Game of Thrones.
It's Game of Thrones.
That's Game of Thrones.
It's like that, but you're a millionaire and you're swinging plastic. Very hard plastic. I don't know. You know, there's going to be a huge, big deal about this tomorrow. Adam Schefter already made fun of it. I don't know if you saw that.
What did he say?
We're all joking about it already?
Yeah,
good.
So there was like, well, of course they are. There's Aaron Donald. They're like, I don't know, something on ESPN. And they're like, they showed the video and she's like, Adam, what is that? And he goes, assault. I mean, it's assault. Like totally joking. And they all start laughing. I mean, should he get a suspension now that the precedent's been set?
Probably actually. I mean, like if we're just going by that, yes, I personally hope not. Cause I like Aaron Donald. And I like watching him play. And also like, I just don't care. So, but precedent wise, if you're going to give Miles 8 games, you should probably give him at least 2.
Sheesh. I don't know. I feel like they don't just because it's practice.
But that doesn't make sense to me. It still got caught on camera. That's the only thing NFL cares about. Mm-hmm. Still on camera. Everyone's going to be talking about it.
Maybe he will then.
I hope. So there's two ways I think about this. One is, as just a petty Browns fan, I'm like, yeah, precedent's been set. Go fuck yourself. He's got to be suspended, right? Because Miles was. The other part of me is like, I don't really give a fuck about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I play competitive sports. You get angry. You hate the people you play against. I didn't even think about the fact they just played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What a terrible idea to have them do joint practices the very next offseason, the very next training camp. And then the further than that, there is a shit ton of Cleveland Browns fans that put money on Myles Garrett to win Defensive Player of the Year. So then again, I do want him to get suspended because think about those tickets now. That odds is going to swing dramatically if he gets, say, gets 4 games, right?
Miles needs 20 sacks minimum to get Defensive Player of the Year.
Right, but I mean, that just takes one of probably 5 guys that could win that award. It takes one of them out of the running if he gets 4 games, probably.
Probably, yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I'm guarantee you a shit ton of people in Cleveland, and I guarantee you a handful of our listeners have bet Miles Garrett as Defensive Player of the Year. So for them, I hope he gets suspended.
I'm wrong. I hope everybody gets to throw this in my face, but like, I don't think he'd be one of the top 5 candidates, personally.
Who, Miles?
Miles. I think Miles is great. I've said it a million times. I think he's great.
Name the 5. Let's name the 5.
I feel Watt would be number one.
Okay.
Donald would be number two. Probably Nick Bosa, unfortunately, but I think he's kind of overrated too.
I was going to say, you can't say he's better than Miles.
I don't think he's better than Miles, but I think he's got a better track to put up bigger numbers.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess. I could see that.
It's not based on talent that I'm really saying this. It's more going to be the output and the production, because Miles still has capped out at 15 sacks.
Yeah.
And that's in a 17-game season, and five came in one game.
Yeah.
So Miles has never put up big numbers. He's typically kind of trailed off at the end of seasons.
He has, but we're 2 years removed from COVID now. Them old lungs are feeling better.
I should hope so.
He had 16 last year.
His over-under on sacks, I think, was 12 and a half, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet the over.
I'm sorry, 13 and a half. I'm almost positive.
I bet the over on that.
I felt that was low.
Yeah.
Right? Does that
that is low.
Does that sound right? Pull it up. See if you can find it. Barstool Sportsbook, if you can. If not, just pull it from somewhere else. Just don't
for
say
this year.
From.
Yes.
I just,
for this year.
With how weak the defensive tackles are on this team, and I don't think that, like, I like Clowney. I think he is a good piece for that defense. I don't think he's the decoy to draw people away from doubling, tripling Miles like everybody thinks.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't think so either. I do think he is a great.
Wow.
What a catch.
Benson.
Oh, I think you found a new starting center fielder. Let's go.
He can't hit either.
I'd rather see him get at bats, though. I'd honestly rather see him. You've seen all the historically bad numbers that Miles Straw is putting up, right?
Oh, yeah. It's really bad.
His OPS is literally, it would rank dead last since they started tracking it. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's really, really bad.
I was high on, he was definitely one I was wrong about. I did not see this coming at all.
I don't know if you're wrong yet, because I do think this is one of those seasons where he's just not that great of a hitter anyway. You know, he's probably an average hitter at best, and he's having a bad year. He's probably overcompensating. I'd like to see him with an offseason of adjustments.
He really needs it.
Yeah, because he looks terrible out there. At this moment, though, with where this team is, and even how good Straw is in center field, I'd like to see Benson or... really, Benson, gets him at bats up there and like see what he can do. I just don't think you should hand this job to Straw just because you paid him some money when the Guardians are in this position.
Yeah, 5-year contract is big, though, and he has shown a lot, and he is elite defensively.
He is. He definitely is. What's his war, though? It sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, that's crazy that you could be that good defensively and your war is awful.
I think it's like 1-4 or something like that.
Awful, awful at the plate. Did you find those sack numbers here or no?
Yeah, I had to update the app.
Who else would be a defensive player of the year candidate?
I believe Micah Parsons was up there.
I can't see that happening.
I don't see that happening.
He's good, but I can't see that
happening. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
A safety can't really, they can't pop anymore. They can't thump. They can't like really impose any sort of will. So you pretty much have to get picks. And I can't see him being a 7-10 pick guy.
Nick Bosa, Chase Young.
I could see Micah Parsons for sure.
Yeah, Micah Parsons makes a little more sense.
Did you say Micah Parsons or Micah Hyde?
Micah Parsons. That's what.
Oh, then I'm an idiot. Yeah. I was thinking Micah Hyde. So Micah Parsons definitely.
Yeah. Bradley Chubb. Where did he go? For? Hunter. Khalil Mack. Von Miller. There's just some names towards the bottom of this now.
Yeah, Robert Quinn had a really strong year last year. I can't see him taking it, but like he really emerged again last year.
So what helps,
Darius Leonard's got a shot too.
So what helps is you having a dominant defense and you being dominant on the dominant defense.
Yes.
There's storylines help here, which is where I actually think Myles Garrett might have somewhat of an edge this year than he's had in the past. I think healthy, they are going to be really fucking good on defense.
I think they're going to be good, but I don't know about really good. I just, there are too big of holes at defensive tackle, and like unless Owusu-Koramoah is an absolute superstar, then the linebacking core is really weak too.
Well, I actually think he's going to be a superstar. So I think that's where my difference is. I think you can make up. I think tackle play in this defense, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but I think it's like guard play on the offensive line. Like you can get away with average guys there, but you better have at least one great linebacker. And I'm assuming JOK is going to be great.
I think he can get there. I don't know if it'll be this year though. He missed some time last year when he was there. He was great, but like He didn't play enough last year for me to feel that confident about that.
So they got Aaron Donald at over under 11. Miles Garrett is at 13.
I feel like that's an easy over. I bet the over on both. Well, now I don't know if I bet the over on Donald. You don't know what the fuck, if there's a suspension involved that could
get
dicey.
Let's see what Mr. Watt is.
I feel like 13. That means they're packing in like possible injuries and stuff like that.
That's low though, I feel like.
I mean, still, it's not that low. He only had 16 last year. It was his best year, right?
Yes.
So it's not that crazy.
I think 13 or 14 he had the year before that, but other than that.
Von Miller at 10. Hendrickson, rookie, 11.5.
That's all courtesy of the Barstool Sportsbook.
Trey Hendrickson isn't a rookie.
TJ Watt, 13.5.
These all seem low. I want to parlay all of these on the over.
I wonder what that would get you. Just a whole bunch of sack overs.
Yep, just all sack overs.
You could probably do that.
Chaos all the time.
Hey, if a fucking gambling was legalized here, we could do that right now.
January 1st. Actually, I'm not supposed to say that. We're on the podcast. We can share that with you guys. They tell me all the time you're not allowed to say when it like, why? Everybody
but that's
knows.
Public knowledge.
I know, exactly. That's
in the newspaper.
I said, you're still not allowed to talk about it. There's all kinds of, they're so like, just like the whole thing. Did you see the whole Mincy?
I did actually. Thing? You know, I don't typically get into the Barstool.
Did you get sucked into it?
I got sucked into that. I did. I saw Mincy crying.
Did you see him almost try to make himself puke on the yak?
I didn't see
he
that.
He tried
no.
to pull, because Big Cat kept telling him, if you puke, it'll play. If you're so sad, you puke. And he tried to pull trick right in live on the yak in the middle of the studio. And they're like, no, Mincy, don't.
God damn.
I felt bad for him. He was obviously extremely distraught over it, and obviously he's just being fucked with, but he can't tell. You know what I mean?
Yes. And then Portnoy tweets out the Fredo kiss. That was really funny.
It was so funny. Fuck Alex Stein, though, too. I hated that guy before all this shit happened.
I didn't know who he was.
I saw that video of him fucking with those girls sitting there like, I don't even get into it because it just pisses me off, but the guy's a scumbag.
Damn.
But very funny. It's funny because laying in bed last night, I showed Jenna all of that, and then the funny thing she thought was the funniest was all of the Brandon Walker stuff with him like King of the South now with wearing the crown the whole day. And then them crossing out Mincy Landelight and writing Walker Landelight on the side shirts of it. Like, yeah, it's fantastic. I think it's hilarious to work at a company that is so ridiculous.
That's cool.
That nothing is taken seriously ever. Except for you can't make gambling jokes.
Can't do that. Whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, exactly. You might get dragged for it, but you can do pretty much whatever the fuck you want. I feel like I just keep pushing this out. I know I need to leave.
And no golf outings.
We've never really said that we're like not doing that. Good.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we're not doing that golf outing. We can't do the golf. I thought I did say that.
No, I don't think. You definitely said it's still a possibility.
Okay, yeah, it's not a possibility. There you go.
It's shocked.
Yeah, it's shocked. I'm sorry if you were flying in from, or we're flying out to Montana. Either way, it's not happening.
Fucking Montana, man.
Not allowed to do golf outings. Can't make gambling jokes. Those are the two things you can't do in Barstool Sports.
And we're going to find out what that third thing is.
Oh, yeah. I feel like at some point, we will definitely yell that. By the way, how awesome was it today? The text and emails going out for the Cleveland merch.
Loved it.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I disregarded the text at first. And then you're like, look at how awesome this is. I'm like, oh, maybe I should look at that.
Yeah. I didn't notice it either. And my brother actually sent it to me.
Nice.
He was like, never got one of these before. Sweet. That's very cool. Yeah.
Shout out, Corey.
Shout out to Corey. The old guy, I wanted to bring this up because I didn't even watch the reel, but who is this old guy sending us these reels with his big dick energy shirt on?
So I saw that shit the
Did
other day.
Did you see
day.
That reel?
No.
Show Brian the reel
I
real
I saw
quick.
It the other day. It was like a hidden message. I always go through them here and there.
Yeah, because we get a shit ton of DMs. So if you send a DM, we'll get to it sooner or later.
I just go through it, and I felt bad. That was my first reaction was, okay, this dude has a big dick energy shirt, and he's old as shit. So I'm
this
like,
is pretty awesome to me.
Enjoy. Hope you can repost and share. 94-year-old, whatever.
His nickname is Bop. Click
he
on
was
the
just chilling.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't. It's not gonna come up because it was old.
Billy Joe Bop.
You know. Big day. So we got another DM today. Thank you for the share. This is how I roll.
With a walker on it. You got to repost that too.
Yeah.
This guy, he's going to be part of the crew, I think.
Yeah.
I think we need to go do a live podcast from his nursing home.
I think we have to.
I'm down with that.
That's fucking awesome.
It's going to smell, but we're going to be okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to repost every time. I'm going to repost it with fire emojis. Oh, shit.
I love this guy.
He's got a probably his grandson that just keeps putting him in shirts. And
I
going,
think it's a girl.
Now do this hand motion.
Now it was the way the text. It, correct me if I'm wrong, Clock. But I just did a quick. It seems like a girl.
I think it's a chick. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So Clock will probably be hitting on the granddaughter. We'll do a podcast with Bop Billy Joe.
Billy Joe.
He's got a blue shirt on that says "This is how we roll," and he's got a walker on it. It's pretty dope.
Fuck yeah.
I like that.
My style.
Sweet.
So I have a whole, I have to go to this thing and I have to figure out how my son's getting picked up from strength and conditioning. And I don't know how to do any of that while I'm on a podcast, but we're just going to ride this out for a couple more minutes here.
Okay.
So, we haven't seen Kevin yet, but I need to get, we got to bring Kevin to the nursing home. So that way at that time we have us and the 4'5" Kevin, the photographer, and 94-year-old Billy Joe.
You're just putting it together, a Howard Stern whack pack is what's going
on. Yeah, basically, yes. Awesome.
There's going to be so much going on, we're just not going to know how to handle it.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
Fantastic. Did you see John Daly got asked to join the Live Tour?
No.
Greg Norman told him no.
Wow.
Yeah, he was on with Pierce, what's the guy's name?
The Morgan.
News? Pierce Morgan. And they were talking about the Live Tour, and he goes, yeah, I actually called Greg and asked him, hey, can I get a contract? And Greg just said no. I feel like Greg Norman might be one of the biggest fucking haters in all of sports history. When I was a kid, I used to love him because his nickname was the Shark, and I thought his hat was cool. And then I grew up, and there's like a ton of stories about what a dickhead that guy is.
I don't follow golf, so I've never heard any of these stories.
He's like a dickhead, and he choked it out really bad on that one. I don't know what golf people are going to be screaming at me on this podcast right now. Nick Budosh tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Yeah, is going to be so angry. Mm-hmm. But he like choked it out super bad in one tournament one time. I got no love for it. And now this is the final straw for me. Because if there's one player that the LIV Golf Tour needs, it's John fucking Daly.
Right? Yeah, let's take him over to the Arab world and watch him just disrespect all of their culture.
Yeah, basically, that's what would happen. Sir, no smoking here.
No, I'm pretty sure smoking is very cool over there. Okay, no, I think they're very okay with that. I think the booze and all the pork probably would cause issues.
Hell yeah.
I love John Daly. He is one of the few draws in golf to me.
Oh yeah. I don't give a shit about golf, but I've always loved John Daly.
Are you excited for this new 3-on-3 golf shit that's going to be happening on Monday nights? You see this?
No. I don't know about it and I'm not excited about it.
Hold on. I got to pull up the exact format.
I used to enjoy golfing, like actually playing it, but like I'll be goddamned if I've ever enjoyed like any golf that I've watched.
So it's tomorrow, but like to be cool, they took out all the vowels. It's TMRW. Is a new company formed by two superstars. Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods are going to be in this. And it's a series of 18-hole matches to reach younger audience. And it's like, I mean, you look at their like, in like stadiums and stuff, like in stadiums and arenas.
Is it virtual?
No, it's like real. They like I saw a couple of videos earlier and it was like it looks like Putt-Putt and Topgolf had a baby with a video arcade and then golf superstars are playing in it. I don't know, I think it's pretty fucking cool. I'm all for any new way to get me to watch a sport that normally I sleep watching on Sunday.
I'd have to see an example.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time picturing
it
this.
It says 2024, though. What does that mean?
W golf.
Is that when it starts?
I guess. Let's go straight to videos. More. All right. Any videos available? This is going swimmingly. If you're on the podcast, I apologize. You're like, Will, just leave, please. There we go.
Tech confused.
Sorry, 15 seconds for this ad. We'll just kill time. Go buy the merch.
Buy the merch.
Follow us on YouTube. Go subscribe on YouTube, please.
Did you guys see for the baseball schedules next year, they cut down on divisional games, and now every team plays everyone. Did you see that?
Oh, I like that, actually.
It's 19, usually 19, like in like division games. It's 13 now, and then every team plays everyone.
I like that.
I think it's cool. Because like fucking my brother was like, the Dodgers come here next year and we play the Mets. The Phillies come here.
See, that's
Cardinals
cool.
come here. Yeah, like that's
that
cool.
was what was originally cool about interleague play.
Mm-hmm. When are they going to fix it so that all of the early games that are played by Midwest teams are away games at either domes or West Coast or the South?
I'm going to guess never.
Like that just makes so much sense. Please do that. All these doubleheaders are ridiculous and so avoidable.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Now we're getting to the. It's going to be a long way to get there. So, this is what it looks like.
That's a real place I'm looking at.
Well, no, this is like an image of like what it'll look like. And I don't know what to show. So it's like an arena. And oh, yeah, I guess they're doing so their driving and stuff is into a simulator, it looks like. Everything else is inside the arena, like you're tripping and putting in front of people. I think it's kind of badass. As long as they're gambling on it too, because I think that's what's fun about the match, is like they just go play that 2-on-2 turn and then they all gamble on it against each other and they talk shit to each other. There's something about like the, oh my God, I've done that with my buddies. That element of sports that you don't get. I think that's kind of cool. No, I'm not saying bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Nope. You're a sweet boy.
I thought that was Sam. I turned that way.
I don't know. Sorry. You guys aren't excited about it. I wish Nick was here. He'd be coming all over himself for this thing.
I'll watch a clip on Instagram of it, and then I'll decide. I need to see it in practice.
Okay.
We got to wait for 2024.
Other than that, it just looks like fucking Dave and Buster's.
It does look like Dave and Buster's. Which is awesome.
I mean, I love Dave and Buster's, but I would never just sit there and watch Dave and Buster's.
Go-to game at Dave and Buster's. You walk in, first thing you just putting the money in. What's the go-to game?
I don't give a fuck about tickets, so it's probably going to be like a time cop kind of thing, like a gun game.
Clock?
House of the Dead, maybe.
I love House of the Dead.
Fuck yeah.
Great fucking game. They have the one at House of the Dead there where you stand away from it with a railing.
Oh, yeah.
And they have like full shotguns and handguns. Hell yeah. It's the best.
The fucking roller coaster thing.
The virtual roller coaster?
You go inside the thing and it just like moves you around.
Because you're not tall enough to get on regular ones. I get it.
You're motherfucking right.
Dude, me and my buddy one time went and played for hours. They had this like horse racing game. Do you remember a while ago? It used to have like its own corner and it looked like a horse track on the screen. And like you had like a little, your own little station that you sat at. And my buddy's mom gave us a bunch of money to go there. And we were like in our 20s. So she's still handing out cash for us to have fun. And so we go and we spent hours playing this game where you like train your horse and then you run races.
What?
It was so much fun. My buddy's horse was, I don't even know why the game decided to give him this asshole horse, but it tells you like what its likes are, like what foods to give it and treats to give it. And he would give it what it said that he liked. And the horse would still like charge him and shit. It was like so much fun. I don't know why they gave this horse so much personality, but it was amazing. I just had a boring, dumbass horse. Here, have some cheese.
That's a boring, dumbass game. You went to Dave and Buster's and trained horses for hours?
We had so much fun
doing
it.
Were you on mushrooms?
No.
That's the only way I think that would be fun.
Dead sober.
All right. Now back to the actual fun games. You ever gotten the one that's like an egg, and you're like the fighter jet pilot, and you like so the screen goes like all around you. It's kind of a newer game. Mm. It's fucking badass. And you are like, it's like you're in a cockpit and you're in a dogfight, right? So they call them.
I've seen them. I've never actually played them.
It is so realistic that when you get out, like your stomach feels a little queasy. Like you've been legit feels like it's fucking badass. How does that compare to you training, giving your horse carrots?
I'd rather train horses with carrots all day long. You don't know how magical of an experience it is. You don't know the bond that you form with your virtual horse. Anthony Rosenbaum. That was my horse's name. I still remember to this day.
I can't believe you're a horse girl. Brian, you've heard
Daddy
of your
Daddy bought me a horse.
Brian Kenny's a horse girl.
Horse girls are freaks.
All right, I got to get out of here. Do you guys want to keep going? You want to cut it off for 40 minutes? I feel like we put a podcast in.
That's a podcast.
I feel like that's a podcast.
Yeah, it's cool.
Where are you going to be?
Clyde
every day.
Just Clyde every day.
Go to Clyde and just look for him.
I'll be on the 30th in Warren. Clyde on the 9th. Hilarity is on the 8th, 22nd, and 23rd of September. And then the 22nd and 23rd of October as well.
Clock, where are you going to be?
I got a bunch of videos coming out. One this weekend and then more coming soon. Buy the merch.
Go buy the merch. Also, be on the lookout. We are going to get it coordinated. And I'm hoping this week or beginning of next week, we're going to be announcing both the comedy show and a MLB The Show tournament, followed immediately the next month by a Madden tournament right here at the studios. If you think you got game, send us a DM now. Reserve your spot. We'll put you in.
I'm going to lose in those tournaments, but I have a lot of fun.
You're going to play?
Oh, I'm going to play.
Well, we are going to also commentate the championship.
Okay.
That's going to be like, so we have a bunch of screens in here. There's a big lounge with three screens. We got two more in here. If we need to bring in more, we will. And we're going to have a big tournament, and then we will commentate the championship game and put it out as content. So
let's do it.
All right. Appreciate you guys listening. Go buy shirts.
Yep.